My name is Christian Basil. Years ago, I had an idea. I got myself a TARDIS, took it to new places, met a lot of new people, took some great pictures, and talked Doctor Who. From Krypton Radio and the creators of the Hanging With web show, this is the legend of the Traveling TARDIS. Join me on my latest adventures and become part of the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Whovians of all kind, welcome to the Legend of the Traveling TARDIS. My name is Christian Basil, and we will be discussing Doctor Who Flux tonight, but it is not the Flux that you were thinking about. No, not the one that just ended recently, not the six-part episode. We are going to be talking about the board game Doctor Who Flux, all the expansion packs, and everything. It's going to be hosted tonight by Mr. Dave Chapman himself from the rathole.ca. We want to thank you all and welcome you for coming to the Legend of the Traveling TARDIS as we wrap up our 25 days of Whomas on the Legend of the Traveling TARDIS on the Facebook page, facebook.com, The Traveling TARDIS. My name is Christian Basil, and I want to thank you again and welcome you. Let me get that banner off. I couldn't get it off the screen there. Boom. Hey there, folks. Welcome there. And don't forget, if you haven't had a chance to see the actual Flux, first of all, we have all six episodes on our YouTube channel. You can check out episode one, which was the Halloween Apocalypse, and the second one, War of the Centaurans. I believe that was you, Mackenzie, wasn't it? You and Dave were in that one. Is that correct?
Yeah, we were in that one. And we didn't even rate it at that time. And we were going to...
I haven't rated it at all. I'm going to do like a one-on-one by myself eventually, just an episode about talking about the Flux. But the first one I rated, the second, unlike the others, I really had a hard time. The fifth one, I really had a hard time there. So we also have Once Upon Time. I got to say my personal favorite, Village of the Angels. Only because it introduced, and let me get Melanie's audio in here, just in case you wanted to talk there, Melanie, about, have you seen the episodes yet? Or are you still working on that?
Oh. I had muted myself. and okay. I had taken this off because everybody on, you're going to kill me, but I have not seen episode four on.
You haven't seen episode four on? Okay. Then I won't spoil it for
you. So I'm just saying this. I've seen one, two, and three.
Uh-huh.
But it's almost like if anybody wants to do any content and you haven't really been able to do our normal reviews, we can start reviewing from number one back on if people would want to see that, since we did so many things with it being live. We might want to do an actually review episodes after the fact.
If we do, we might either do it in the end of this month coming up. It might be a separate episode outside of or we'll do it in the next month. But I feel kind of weird because we're also going to be running into Eve of the Daleks.
Exactly. So it's kind
there.
Of a...
So we're going to have them on top of each other out there. But I'm going to say, Melanie, I will say this without giving too many spoilers. This is not only my favorite episode of The Flux. That's not saying much.
Okay.
It's my favorite episode of Jodie's run so far.
Oh, wow.
Same here.
High praise for Christian since...
And
the praise usually wasn't quite... a coming, and I mean, it
now,
is.
Now, having said that, that's not saying too much. we're still talking about Chibnall's run, but I blurted out by saying this felt more Doctor Who than anything that I've seen in the last two seasons. It felt like it was getting back to it. Not only that, but I made this was the only episode out of the six. It wasn't solely written by Chibnall. Maxine Alderton, who also wrote the Diodati episode, had her hand on this one. And I even said, I think you see more Maxine's writing in this one than the others. Because if you like Diodati, you're going to love Village of the Angels. If you like the Weeping Angels, you're going to love this episode. The fifth episode, Survivors of the Flux, where I think Mackenzie was on there and heard me rant and rave about this one. it's a typical Chibnall. It's like it starts off really good.
You can go for it. You don't have to worry about spoilers with me. So
I meant the You're Survivors good. Of the Flux, it just kind of fell down. And then when it all wrapped up, I was, I'm not going to give too much of the away, but Who gives a flux? Anyway,
let's
get back here. Let's introduce the panelists. Hi there, folks. Christian Basil here. Welcome to Legend of the Traveling TARDIS. Here is the panel. First of all, we're going to start with the lovely Melanie D.
Really?
There we go. Because we got a special guest host today. So we're going to go with Melanie Dean. How are you doing there, Melanie? It's been a while.
It's been a very long while. It's crazy, right? I mean, we moved to Sundays and I was like, can't do that. So have fun, Christian. But hey, I've been stupid busy. There's a lot less doctors on my wall. So if the doctors show up, sorry guys. Which means I'm going to have to start painting more. Hence why I just kind of threw a little tiny Sylvester McCoy up here. Self-plug.
Anyway.
But no, I'm back. I'm now just back into the holidays. I'm doing my commissions. I'm crazy busy. It's a good busy. It's a good stress. So hopefully everybody else is also keeping busy. If this is your time to shine, if not, I hope you're relaxing and enjoying the day one at a time.
Gotcha. And don't forget, we're doing live chat, and I see that we do have a lot of chats going on over here. Tonight will be host Dave Chapman. I'll be introducing him in just a moment from the rathole.ca discussing board games, but especially Doctor Who Flux. And for those of you who are wondering, no, it's not that Flux. It's two X's, which is the board game, which actually people were asking about. Oh, there we go. There's the background, which people were asking about the Flux itself. And everybody was saying, is that the board game? No, Doctor Who Flux. Two X's is the board game. Doctor Who with one X is the series that just ended there. And speaking of which, Mackenzie Floor, how are you doing there, Mackenzie? Welcome.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you. You did one episode. No, two episodes, right?
Two episodes, yeah.
Two episodes right there. Just give me a brief synopsis because you weren't here for the final, for the last episode. In just like a couple sentences, what do you think about how Flux ran?
I really liked it overall. I do feel that there were some parts that were way too rushed and you could tell that it was condensed too much, but it really had everything that I was expecting out of the binge watch model, which is what I really do feel that Chris Chibnall was following this time around. His Bible was perfect this time, except that there were some things that left with a lot of questions. Some of the characters I kind of felt like were like, what was the point of them? But
yeah, I did ask that. Happy
with it.
We really were looking at character. Oh, gosh. I don't want to review. We're talking about the game here. It's like, we're definitely going to have to eventually come across this field sometime there. But welcome. Thank you for joining us, Mackenzie. Appreciate it. And now, without further ado, the man of the hour, Mr. Jay Chapman himself, who is going to
I'd say if you want to read comments, you can read comments.
Yeah.
Give
no, him no. Hey, I so, that we'll read the comments in a second while I continue to freak out. So, I arrived just over 12 hours ago back from PAX Unplugged out in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. It was a very long long flight, long day, and a very long convention. That was really awesome, though.
PAX Unplugged was this past weekend?
It was indeed.
C2E2 was as well. Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's a busy weekend for conventions.
Yeah, the board game industry has been a bit of a gong show this weekend because of it. It's just like we're everywhere.
Yeah.
But I was out there. Wow, that is just a really bright gleam from that.
Oh, I thought that was like just a white shelf little, like the other
we're
kind of.
Blind everybody.
No, you're just blinding us with your awards, sir. Your various awards and decorations.
There's more behind there.
As in decorated, not decorations like the, you know, quilt behind
it. I have decorations too.
Oh my God, he does.
Behind stuff over there. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah, I was going to say, so what's the thing over there on your right? And it looks like gift wrap. What is that?
It's a little green box.
Green box.
There you go.
Yeah. What is that? That
is a board game that I will be reviewing later on in my Christmas series. You can see it on my name there. The
holiday
Christmas. That is all of our Christmas reviews from the Rat Hole.
Ooh.
This is a super duper indie board game from Bullfrog Games. And I barely opened it. Like I kind of know what I'm looking at, but I don't know enough to talk about it because I haven't had a chance to play it.
So the cellophane wrapping has been taken off. He's opened. He has done the unboxing, but has he done the playing?
But no, I have not.
He's done the unpacking, but not the unboxing.
Yes.
So
but I've got Absolutely all sorts of stuff. I've got Something Wild. I've got some Christmas stuff from Funko, Christmas lights. I'm looking back like I still have to use this microphone, but I have a mic on me.
I was going to say, you have a laugh mic. Look at you, fancy pants.
I do. I took it from my work. The one that I got this award for. make fun of my work and my
award. Did you actually take it with permission?
Actually, they promoted me, so yes, I'm the one who gives the permission.
Oh, okay, cool.
Numerous awards.
But I've got, this is a fun one I did last year. There is a review up of that, the Kringle Caper.
Kringle Caper.
This is a 18-card escape room.
Wait, what? Like 18 cards is the whole game? And you?
That's the entire game.
I don't say that. What? I'm looking at this thing like it's an expansion pack.
No.
That's what I thought, too.
Entire game. They have this. They have a Halloween one. They have an Independence Day one. And this has only just been announced. They will have I believe they're calling it the Cupid Caper, coming out in the early new year.
Interesting.
This is Grand Gamers Guild, which I think is just grandgamersguild.com. They do have a print and play version of this. And quite honestly, it's one of the few games that I will print and play because there's so few of them. You just print it, cut it, fold, tape, don't look at the front because that's the point of this. But yeah, no, they're great games. It is a one and done, but it's also very small and affordable. So,
okay,
I loved that. Santa Cookie Elf Candy Snowman, which is a speed type game.
And you
flip the card. Santa Cookie Elf Candy Snowman, and each person flips a card, and then when the word and the card match, you slap.
It is literally like speed. Okay.
Yep. The other one was
speed, the card game, as in if anyone's ever played speed with a pack of regular 52 playing cards. Sorry.
Oh, good. No, the original version of this was Taco, which we have a version of, and I can never remember. Taco, cheese, pizza, goat, something. I'm sorry, Dolphin Hat. I wasn't planning to talk about this one. okay. That review is coming, I think, next week. I've got Making Christmas, also from Funko Games, Nightmare Before Christmas. Holly Jolly from 25th Century Games, review also up. That's one of the best games of the season, 100%.
Mm. Holly Jolly.
That's good. That's going to hit my shelf all the time.
Okay. Mark Robinson says, I think they should do a Doctor Who version of Cards Against Humanity because, well, I'm paraphrasing now, I'm adding words. They did do a Star Wars version, but no Doctor Who.
They need to do one.
It's an unofficial pirated version. Not an officially licensed one.
That particular one, I know it got shut down by the BBC.
Yeah, because I can see them not wanting that. So you're probably going to have to find that in a crab's adjust humidity version.
Yes. So 12 Days, another really great one. This is from Calliope Games, but it was designed by Cheap Ass Games, by James Ernest. And it's a triangularly built deck. So there's 1-1, 2-2, 3-3s, 4-4s, 5-5s.
Wait a second.
12-12.
Hold that back up. Ah! Oh, yep. I was going to say it's illustrated by Echo Chernik. She is I won't say fixture because that's just a mean thing to say. But if you ever go to any larger comic conventions, she is absolutely intrinsically amazing. A lot of her work is she's done a lot of stuff that is, she's done Doctor Who. She has done a lot of Doctor Who stuff that has been licensed and sanctioned and all that stuff. She's done stuff for the BioWare franchise. But yeah, I remember she does a lot of stuff for Calliope.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
She's amazing. Amazing illustrator. If you're ever at San Diego Comic-Con, she used to do MegaCon when she was more of this side. Emerald City Comic-Con, she's there. Her and her husband, Lance, absolutely fantastic, amazing people. I can't say enough about their artwork. If you ever... she also used to do product design. So if you ever drank Celestial Seasonings teas, and you ever see the one with the pretty dragon on the box, or the fish on the box, that's her. So if you look at that artwork on Calliope Games, it looks kind of similar. That's her. Oh, she does a lot of tabletop stuff. Shadowlands, Shadowrun.
Shadowrun is definitely a one. There's a Shadowlands.
That's her. It's Shadowrun. also. Okay, shutting up. Big plugs, sorry.
No, that's fine.
Okay. But I know an artist, I have to start shouting. So.
The nice thing with this, if you know of a game, there's a game called Pairs, originally by Cheap Ass Games, which is now owned by Greater Than Games. It has a couple dozen different skins of the artwork and dozens of games. All of those work with this. It's the same idea, but this has 12 goes up to 12 cards. That one only goes up to 10.
Oh.
Nine. Hmm. Because, of course, 12 days.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I've got a Gremlins Holiday Havoc game up here. A game on White Elephant. You know, like the White Elephant Gift Exchange. Ah. That's going to go up just after Christmas. That's going to be my New Year's one because I have a lot of Christmas stuff this year. I'm still unpacking. I even came back. I'm not even done this year's.
And now he's left.
Already.
And now he's back.
Yeah. I've already started picking up stuff for next year.
Oh.
Like I've already, and that one has got cellophane.
Yes. Yeah.
Andrew Morris asks, do you know about the Who Adventure game book? Me, no.
No, that's not the same as the role playing game. That's more of a choose your own adventure, if I remember correctly. If I remember correctly, I don't know that it was or
will Andrew, not. Let us know because I'm assuming that you know
well.
Who knows? Okay, maybe Andrew.
It's his biggest there's got lots of Christmassy stuff going on. There's more stuff up top there. Christmas trivia game, Nightmare Before Christmas, the Christmas Express game, which you can kind of almost, nope, you can't see it at all. Actually, these guys who put this out, Outset Media, also put out the Doctor Who Keys to the TARDIS game.
Ah, okay.
Oh. Which we did look at, I think, last year. And it certainly has shown up on camera a lot because it's the one with the bright orange cover. Which I just don't have. It's probably buried down there somewhere. All right. Well, I guess. So, as I was saying, because I just got back, my brain is fried. Oh, and so I'm not nearly as prepared as I would like to be. But I can certainly do Flux.
Well, I was going to say this. We are on a hard break when we return.
Yes.
We're going to be doing a lot more talking about this. And also want to mention the discussion. First of all, I want to thank Amy Flowers. And everybody at KaiserCon, it was a last-minute thing to go over there, and we were just given great hospitality by everybody at Kaiser College. And all. It's nice just to see everybody out there, you know, just having a con before before the end of the year. There are a few more conventions. They're all crammed up together, because you said the last week was that convention, were those two conventions, and
PAX
last week was all...
Yeah. PAX and C2E2, which I was supposed to go to C2E2, but then at the last minute was like, I just can't.
We had
KaiserCon. Get another one in.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think Spooky Empire was last week, right?
I really don't know.
I think they did like a pop-up convention. There's Janet. Beautiful there. Awesome health in there. This is Arthur Dykman from, and we're going to try to see if we can have an interview with them in the new year. This is a chartered organization, the Guardians of Gallifrey, here in Orlando, Florida. They are a Doctor Who group. They've been around for 30 plus years, and Arthur runs the con out there. Plus, I got a special picture of one of our friends who's been around the con circuit. We've got George. From Space Ghost Coast.
Yay!
So he's been added, and he is now part of the legend. And as soon as we can get the video together, we'll definitely have him over there. But without further ado, let's go to commercial break. When we return, please continue to stay logged on, tuned in, and become part of the legend.
Jackie Sonnenberg's My Soul to Keep is a ghost story rooted in the realities of actual cults. When 13-year-old Skye Monroe arrives at her new boarding school, all she can think about is death and connecting with the afterlife. Soon, she discovers her school's spirituality group, the Guardians of Light, and they have a secret. They can speak with the dead, and the organization is a cult. But this isn't Skye's only problem. The campus house where Skye resides is haunted, and even the ghosts have an agenda. They intend on getting the souls they want. Filled with mystery and intrigue plucked straight from the headlines, Author Jackie Sonnenberg's research and attention to detail give this ghost story an even more eerie atmosphere. Find My Soul to Keep on Amazon.com today.
Oh, brilliant! It's hard to believe that in the 56-year history of the greatest sci-fi television show in the English language, there has never been a fan guide to Doctor Who. The official books might give you what they think you need to know, but only a guide written by a true fan will give you what you really want to know. Join Whovian, the brilliant Mackenzie Flohr, as she takes you on an intensive journey inside the world of the first female Doctor. In the Binge Watcher's Guide to Doctor Who, Season 11. Right, let's get a shift on.
The Legend of the Traveling TARDIS is powered by Ragin. If you're watching us on Twitch, Facebook, YouTube, wherever, or on our Twitter feed, you can always check us out on Twitter. We go live there as well. Don't thank us. Thank our friends over at Ragin.
Hey there. This is Meredith Loughran with Ragin. And I wanted to let you know that we encourage and promote independent creators and their projects through organic interaction, consultations, and more. Visit Nita and me at RaginAVC.com for details and contact information.
Hit the button.
Every time she says hit the button, I don't know what to do. Welcome back to the Legend
push the
of
button, Frank.
Push the button. My name is Christian Basil, and here is the team for tonight. We are going to be talking about Doctor Who Flux, F-L-U-X-X, the board, card game, with our special guest host, Dave Chapman. Hey, Dave, please continue on there.
All right. Why don't we just take a look at Flux, because this is one that is a great game, full stop. So let's just pull that up, sure. And there we go. So this is Flux here. And there are many, many, and I just totally dropped a whole set of stuff.
We're professionals. Yeah.
I am. This is the. I apologize to.
He wants to go to bed so desperately.
Things are just falling all over the place.
So jet lagged.
I feel so bad for absolutely everybody who has to watch me right now.
Oh no! Please, it's fine. We're enjoying it. It's you know, you don't feel good
tonight.
Everybody send love, thoughts, prayers, caffeine, sleep.
Everybody in the chat.
Fluffy
right
throw
now,
pillows.
Everybody in the chat right now, give a big hug to Dave. Just type in the word hug. Big hug.
Or if you have any type of jet lag kind of exhaustion, you know, little tips and tricks that Dave could do while on a live show. Put them in the chats.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, this will be fun. Yeah,
of course, thanks, Sophie. Yes, it does. And of course, I didn't have my computer set for Do Not Disturb, so things are popping up. All right. So, Flux has, as I said, many, many versions. You know, they also have some small mini expansions. These are a couple that just came out for Star Trek Flux. A couple of Enterprise ones. They're not going to do a full Enterprise set, but they did want to still put in a couple of Enterprise things. I've got them all here except for Voyager Flux. One of my writers has that. But Doctor Who Flux is the one we're here to talk about. Ta-da! There is also a 13th Doctor expansion. So again, it is just a booster pack size that kind of modernizes this a bit. And there is a War Doctor promo card, if you can find
yes.
it. But the game of Flux starts with two rules. You can draw one card. Mm-hmm. You play one card. That's all. There's no win condition at this point.
Go fish.
Yep. So if I've got my cards here, right, I've got my three cards. I'm gonna draw one more card, which I apparently already did when I pulled these up. This is a whole whack of keepers. There are other kinds of cards. If I would draw one card, I would have to play one card. As the game goes on, these are all falling apart. New rules come into play. So for example, draw three. So now I would be drawing three cards playing one card. Now, I'm drawing three cards, playing all the cards. Draw five cards, play all the cards. If I didn't have a play all, maybe it's draw five, and there's a hand limit of two. That stinks, because you can still only play one card. It gets very chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
And then goals come into play. And the goals will change. So in this particular case, twice upon a time, you need to have in front of you the first doctor, the 12th doctor, and you cannot have any cards called creepers. Creepers are generally bad.
Okay.
Unless a card specifically says you can win with a creeper, you can never win if you have a creeper in front of you.
Okay.
So for example...
So it's more like a discard or...
That one, you would want to get rid of it, yes. This one here, Cyberman and a Dalek. So you need a Cyberman and a Dalek. Those are both creepers that are in here somewhere. Weeping Angel, Dalek. So there you go. So, and how you get rid of them tend to vary a little bit. The specifics of this game will change depending on what version you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
But they are all largely the same. Wow, I swear a year ago I extended this segment way longer. That really is the extent of the game. But if you get into a situation, it's really neat. You get into a situation with a play all. So I have, okay. You know, I have the first doctor and the 12th doctor in play. And somebody else is forced.
Tom.
To play.
What are you calling it?
No, Tom, I'm calling you wonderful. Thank you for subscribing to my channel as well. I love you, Tom. You're wonderful. You're far from a creeper. But yes, they're in a situation where they have to play all. As soon as they play that, even if they're trying to hopefully play, you know, something over top of it, as soon as that hits the table, I've won. So you can be the reason that somebody else wins.
Mm-hmm.
Which some people absolutely hate.
Okay.
Because it is an awful lot of chaos. And you've got other things here. So this one is a draw three, play two cards. So that's you play that. That is your you know, in this case, mm-hmm. one play. You put everything else aside and do that. Creeper sweeper. All creepers in play are discarded. So there are ways to get rid of stuff like that. Let's simplify. Discard your choice of up to half, rounded up, of the new rule cards in play. Oh, look. Now I can draw five and play one again. It is that fast and easy to learn this game. It is one, they do have a dual version of Flux. This will probably never, ever get ported over. Unfortunately, just based on licensing, because we all know what licensing is like.
Right.
In fact,
I know that too well nowadays.
Yeah. Looney Labs shares the license. They actually kind of sub-licensed through Gale Force 9.
Mm-hmm.
Who do have one of the main gaming licenses for Doctor Who. So they co-produced this. They did the same with the Star Trek Fluxes because they have that gaming license as well. But questions?
So there is an expansion pack that comes with it. I'm assuming the 13th Doctor's expansion pack out there. And
yes.
It looks like you have not opened it yet.
I just opened it.
Carefully. Oh, there we go. Okay, I see.
So,
dang it.
I do have somewhere. I just swept her away. There she is. There.
Gotcha.
One of the neat things actually in this is the future Doctor.
Oh,
this card counts as the highest.
It looks like Tom Baker
in play. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think I pulled this out when we were having that conversation about is the. The Tom Baker's needs to be the final Omega Doctor when he comes in as the not the caretaker. Curator.
Yes.
Curator.
Thank you. I'm surprised Melanie didn't jump all over that much sooner.
And I keep thinking when I look at that, I look at the creature from season two, series 12, the beginning of the Spyfall series.
Yeah, yep. And this comes out well before that. But yeah, there's all it. I love the artwork in it. It's simple.
Mm-hmm. the doctor done.
It's still really fun. Yeah, it's like you always know who you're looking at. There's your Captain Jack.
He's scruffy looking in that one.
He is a bit scruffy looking in that.
Hey, put that away. No.
Don't blink.
Don't blink.
Don't make me come
over. Well, does that work if it's a card? I mean, I don't know if she's got that much.
If she can, if it can. Never mind. I don't want to tell you.
Stop.
No spoilers.
Stop it, you.
Promise no spoilers.
No spoilers. Melanie's only seen, as I just said to myself in the third person. What am I, you? Good Lord. Now I'm the one that's completely out of it.
Amazing. Oh, good. It's going to be one of those shows.
Uh-huh.
Some of them just say the doctor, because all of the doctor cards count as the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
There's your Ryan. There's your Yaz. Your fifth dog.
Where's Graham?
He's in here somewhere. I've shuffled things.
He's in the bathroom.
There's several Sonic Screwdriver cards in here. And yes, including hers. Well, there's one of the goals.
Oh, okay. So they have names of episodes and stuff. That's cool.
Yep. Yeah, they're really good, but with any of their things of trying to really get into it. You know, you will be upgraded. Well, I mean, that's less of a, that's more of a quote, less of a name, but you,
how often do they make expansion packs? Do they just kind of do it as the show goes on, what they would feel like it? Like how many cards is in an expansion?
Normally they don't normally make expansions. This was an exception. So Doctor, they do make them. But this was very much we still have access to the license. He actually got delayed quite heavily, waiting for the BBC to approve things. But this was just an opportunity to get a little bit in. They don't like doing it because it can unbalance the game.
Okay.
This game is balanced really, really well. So with the Star Trek ones, they have the Bridge expansion here that actually is designed specifically to mix the two.
Okay.
Next gen and that. I haven't dug into these ones yet, but they have a similar sort of effect where they're meant to combine with other sets. But that's a rarity. Most of the time, you know, the most recent one was Wonderland Flux. And as much as I would love to see, you know, a part two to that,
mm-hmm.
with some more stuff from Through the Looking Glass, it's not going to happen. This is a one-off. This is actually also somewhat of a limited edition. They did a smaller than usual print run. So if you like Alice in Wonderland, go find this. Review is on the site.
Right.
They got Holiday Flux, which is great this time of year. Technically, this is from Fully Baked Games, which is Fully Baked Ideas. Sorry. They also have there's the Drinking Flux and Stoner Flux, I think. It is technically a different company because Looney Labs is a little bit more family oriented. But I mean, it's the same idea.
The drinking game. It's a Flux drinking game. That's what
it really is. Because I got it. The cards are actually a little bit more plasticized. They're actually have a little bit of a coating on them. So mm-hmm. they are kind of spill proof.
Okay, seeing all this here, what is your favorite version of Flux? Which one is the one that sticks you out the most? Not being biased on Doctor Who, but...
Yeah, not being biased on Doctor... I they're all really good. I haven't even played Firefly Flux yet.
So what you see here, just in case, for our friends who are listening on audio, we have a Wonderland Flux, a Holiday Flux, Star Trek Flux, and a Doctor Who Flux
that we can see Wonderland on the table. Flux. Yeah, I've got the Star Trek Flux, Star Trek Next Gen, and Deep Space Nine here.
Wow.
There is a Voyager Flux as well. Uh-huh. As I said, Deborah, one of my very, very much Star Trek loving friends and writers, has that one. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, there is all sort. Like I said, every version of Flux is great because the gameplay itself is very, very, very similar. And works really, really well. But if you and I have too much of a broad geekery, I think to say one of them is my favorite. But you know, if you are a Star Trek fan, those are the ones you want. There's a Wizard of Oz Flux. There's a Math Flux, Anatomy Flux.
Right.
many flux. There is so many fluxes out there because it's one of those games that. Do I hear Doogie Howser?
Do you hear music?
I heard music, but it sounded like Doogie Howser.
It no, did. It's okay.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's a Doogie Howser. It's okay. I'll fix that during the commercial break.
I feel like I hear like someone on the phone and then a TV. No
music
and...
or something of that nature. Dave, we have a question.
What was that question? I saw a question pop up and I didn't actually see it.
What was the question?
I got it.
Dave, if you lose the flux, do you eat tablespoon or of sherbet? It's tablespoon of sherbet. Gotcha.
No, thank you.
It's Andrew's question. How much are these flux games? Yeah, that's a good question. How much is the purchase? And where
could MSRP on them is, I want to say around $15, $20. Again, keeping in mind I'm in Canada, so you know your country of origin may vary. I can easily bring that up. One thing that is I'm not going to put on camera, but I will mention it while I look up the pricing on this. If you order through
through
the Lumi Labs website, they actually have right now a special Christmas gift.
Uh huh.
It's completely free. They will send it to you even if you don't purchase, as long as you're in the U.S. Completely free, and if you're outside the U.S., you pay like $5 U.S. to get it.
Gotcha.
Just because it's stupid expensive for shipping stuff. I'm not going to say what it is, but that's something they've done every year. Is oh look, here's a list of some previous ones: Aquarius Flux, are you anatomy or astronomy Flux, chemistry Flux, fantasy Flux.
Hang on 1 second. Keep going.
Star Flux, Math Flux, Nature Flux. So yes, there's lots of those. Now I'm just going to try and find the store. Here we go, online store. I also just want to say, scream a big get well to Kristen Looney. She's been having some health stuff, so I want to just send her some love because she is a wonderful, wonderful human being. All of them are, but. Product line. Flux
I don't know
game.
If you saw the two comments I threw up there was Mark Robinson says UK price was £15. And then Andrew Morris came in with, I've seen some just now between anywhere between £7 and £20 UK.
Yeah. So through them, it looks like it's about $16 US. So you can see like there's just so many and some of them are sold out. Like Firefly Flux is gone. Special edition is Spanish version, Jumanji Flux, Marvel Flux. So there's Monster Flux. So yeah, there's all of these SpongeBob Flux. That one's a little bit more expensive and but yeah, so a lot of these, you know, some of the licensed ones are a little bit more expensive, but not all of them. It really is they're great. They make great Christmas presents, for fandom. They're not crazy. So if you got grandma playing, she may think it's a little bit too weird, but she also might have a blast, especially if you got something that she likes.
There we go. And we're going to go to a commercial break, but I just want to make an announcement. Sadly, we just found out recently, and it affects a lot of people, not only in the state of Florida who know this gentleman, but he is very well known throughout the comic book world. And we want to just give a bit of a shout out to Mr. George Perez. He just recently, I'm going to read this from the Daily News. But we just found out recently, he states to the Daily News, I have stage 3 pancreatic cancer. And he shared, he's been sharing a lot of private moments and everybody has reciprocated the love to George Perez. I forgot where he lives in Florida. I know he's in the area somewhere. But we wanted to give a nice shout out to George. He's mentioned that it is a terminal condition. And, don't want to end the holidays unlike this. But here's a man who, and we may even, look into an episode to do for George. But I know people who know George in the area have been putting up Facebook pages of pictures with George, and we wish him the very well. We wish him the best for the time that he's got left, and we love him very much. So, George, from everybody here, the legend of Traveling TARDIS, we love you. And, for whatever time you got left, we hope it's going to be wonderful for whatever you do in the future out there. We'll be right back with more Oh, yes, comic book legend, of course, Andrew. We're going to be back with more. We're just going to go ahead right into a commercial break. When we return, we're going to continue to stay logged on, tuned in, and become part of the legend.
Meet the Doctor.
I'm the Doctor.
But not the one you were expecting.
All right, sexy. It's time to go home.
Doctor Who Velocity, streaming now.
The massive audio Doctor Who Bad Wolf Bluetooth TARDIS speaker. That's all I gotta say. One word. Wow. It looks like it just jumped right off the screen. Here it is in all its Bad Wolf glory. Right here is the on-off switch and the up and down volume. Right here's the speaker. The TARDIS stands about 6 inches from the bottom of the TARDIS all the way up to the top where the light is. Look at the detail. Wow.
Have you gotten your Pandax yet? Because now is a good time to get things started, because we're going to have... I've been speaking with Mort, who runs Doctor Who-WorldsApart.com. Please subscribe now, because there's going to be, apparently, if you're listening to this today, today is December the 14th, 2021. There's supposed to be a major announcement coming out from Mort. They just sent out an email, but something big is... it's going to be happening hopefully before the end of this year. Again, don't forget to subscribe. You get 10 Pandex a day just by signing in. And you can use those Pandex to get some really decent cards out there. Not only that, but you can play for free. So Doctor Who-Worlds Apart. Please subscribe and tell them the Legend of the Traveling TARDIS sent you. Welcome back to the Legend of the Traveling TARDIS. We're going to be wrapping up our little segment. I think we got one more commercial break. I think I skipped.
Yeah, I think but, you did. That's okay.
That's okay. But we're back with Dave, who's going to be hosting us, talking more about Doctor Who Flux down there.
Sure. Well, I kind of moved on because that, you know, to a couple other Doctor Who games. I was going to talk about more of these, but I'm not going to, partly because we have no time. But I want to give a shout out for the Doctor Who card game. I do have a video on that, on gameplay and everything at... if you scroll all the way down at the banners, they're Christian. Yep. therathole.ca/who. That is all of my reviews on Doctor Who games.
Hold on, I'm looking for it right now.
It's right at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Right there. So there is a video on the Doctor Who card game. It is a fascinating game where gameplay will be going right, and you at the end of your turn, you pass your cards left. So you have this going on. And that's probably the most complex part about it, but it's got some fun art.
Ah,
this is the classic Doctor's edition. But basically, you've got all sorts of locations. You're playing
Nerva.
You're on your own. You're playing enemies on your opponents. You got some Daleks. You've got Davros in here somewhere that can actually take over in a keck. So if I attack with these guys, someone else can play Davros and. Now that when if they win, it's theirs. But you got Samara, who can be blocked by Tegan. You got the Macra in there. So there's some really fun stuff. A couple of different versions of Cyberman, and then the new edition or newer edition. There's a couple of versions of the new one. Because this came out just as, I believe just before Peter Capaldi came in, they put out an expansion for him and then a second edition that kind of combines that. So the two unfortunately are not playable entirely together. The rules are the same, but you know, if you can deal with the backs being different.
Right.
So that's that. I'm just going to push that all to the side now and. Just mention the Doctor Who role-playing game. I really do want to do an entire show on this at some point. I won't be right away. Probably sometime after the second edition comes out. These are just the covers of it. That's going to be the new core book. This is the current core book. And they've got a starter set coming out. And this has a... I'm going to flip this around. Because this is just the digital cut-up version. But you've got some sheets in here that I've got for a GM screen. They're going to have dice. These dice were from the old one. They're going to redesign these so they're a lot clearer, which I really like because that was the one thing I didn't like about these dice. The second edition is basically just more streamlined. Everything you've got, all of these source books, are all going to be compatible with it with very minor tweaks. So that's really exciting. If you've seen this on the back of, and I don't have a whole set, but the spine start making the logo.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Of all the Doctor source books.
That's amazing. So you'll see,
right now, I've only got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 here.
I didn't realize that there were so many ones out there already. I thought there was just the 10 and 11.
No, this has been around for like 10 years.
Wow.
Gotcha. Yeah, this is not a new, particularly new game. Like these all came out for the 50th.
Okay.
Most of the Doctor ones. But this is like the fourth version of the rule of the first edition rule book.
Ah.
So it's like, yeah.
Oh, Dave, question from Mark. Yeah. It says, does anyone know what was the name of the game that was like Warhammer 4000?
It's by Warlord Games. Shoot. They've got two games. They've got a smallized version that's, I think, just Exterminate.
Mm-hmm.
If you give me one moment, I can look because I'm in a group about it. There seems to be some discussion on whether that license is going to get renewed or not. Which is one of the reasons why I have not done any reviews on it. Is it Into the Time? Yes. Time Vortex, Exterminate, and I think Into the Vortex, I think, is the other side part of that game.
Gotcha.
And it's a miniatures game. Here's just a random, hey, Alex Emick, who I don't actually know, but you're the first person who shows up. You got here's some of the random Facebook person's paint jobs.
Oh,
so gotcha. You got some great miniatures. I really would like to do a review on that. So if there's anyone over there who has any connections with Warlord Games, I'd love to get in touch. Cyber Army, sort of, not really. Okay, but so there's definitely a lot more games out there. I have not reviewed. By any stretch, all of them, but I got of the ones that are currently available, I've got most of them. I think the only one that I do have some more of the Time of the Daleks game.
Oh, okay.
9. They come out with like basically Friends expansions, and that's the miniatures game that I think I showed off last year when I did this. Whoop! I'm trying to pull down a thing. So you got some little miniatures. I'm going to have those coming out, but they came in basically right mid pandemic. So try and get a group together to play when you can't. So that's coming. And I've got
a question. I was going to like, when can we all play this?
what is that? The main version of Flux. We can play anytime. It's online. You just can't play the Doctor Who version. This. Yes. I've been trying to find someone who is interested in being the game master for it, and streaming for the internet is an extra challenge for a lot of people. So some people have just so I've not had a great deal. So again, if you were a player and you're watching, and you would like to run a streaming show of the Doctor Who role playing game with the cast of The Legend of the Traveling TARDIS, please get in touch with us. At that point, Christian, why don't you go to commercial?
You got it. Hang on a second. Wow, that was a nice segue. I thought it was bad at those.
That segue is no worse than yours, Christian.
Please continue. No,
it was not any worse.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, hush.
You have more options than ever before when choosing a film, a television or internet series, a book to curl up with, or even a radio show or podcast. Get to know the people who are creating for you. The Hangin' With Web Show, hosted by award-winning author and journalist G.W. Pomacher, is the internet's fastest growing web talk show series. The Hangin' With web show features professional yet casual in-depth interviews with creative arts and entertainment pros. Meet the people behind a digital revolution in creating more quality content than ever before in the history of media. Find The Hangin' With web show on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, or simply go to www.hanginwithshow.com. That's www.hanginwithshow.com.
Author Cindy Kep is writing on the edge. Books include Remnant in the Stars, The Loudest Actions, Lines of Succession, Mindstorm, Condemned Courier, The Yerushalon Series, and Animal Eye. Find author Cindy Kep at CKOEPP.com today.
Welcome back to The Legend of the Traveling TARDIS as we wrap up our final final portion of the episode with the rathole.ca Dave Chapman. Check out the rathole.ca/who and all of his information on, you can check him on the YouTube channel where he, I believe if I'm not mistaken, you actually do review of games on there on your YouTube channel as well as on your Twitter and on the Facebook page. Look up the rathole.ca. Awesome. Yes. Welcome back there, folks. There.
The easiest place to find everything for me is the Linktree address that is right below that banner.
Got it.
Banner there, Christian.
Got it. Scott.
Yes. So Linktree, linktr.ee/therathole.ca. So all my social media, including the YouTube. My goal is to have another 20 people by the end of the year would be great. Just a hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Because YouTube is terrible if you don't have enough subscribers of having any sort of a usable URL. hate it. But I'm going to pop this up because I got it handy. Whoop.
I got your link. So
there is, you can...
bite your link.
Exactly. So there is an online version of Flux here. This one is on Board Game Arena.
Oh, okay. I just caught that. It's just Christian's mouth and nose right there.
Yeah. And my coffee.
No.
Yeah, online. Tabletopia's got a version as well, specifically Monster Flux. So yeah, there's all sorts of ways you can play online. Just not this version.
Ah, okay.
Awesome.
So yeah, that's kind of a really terrible. I apologize to Lily Lev and Cubicle 7 and Gale Force 9 for how poorly I have shown off your games. Oh my god.
He's out cold. Dave, you want me to take over for there? You want me to run that?
Because I can't do this. I'm just going to like...
he's not even speaking in real words. he's done.
Really badly. He definitely needs to get up.
Ah! Andrew.
We don't give a flux.
Yeah, I flux it up already.
Yep. Hello.
Hello, Ramona. Thank you for joining us out there. And please continue in the chat. We're here for a few moments. Did you guys want to do a watch party or you want to go ahead and end the show a little bit early?
Watch party?
Oh, I'm sorry. Not watch party. After party.
Like, what are we watching?
After party.
I'm going to answer Mark's question here because I see it now. I'm staring at my actual computer. Which type of Doctor Who game do I prefer to play? The RPG, card game, board game, miniatures game, or video games? I don't play video games.
I'm the video game
almost
person.
Almost never. Yeah.
Yeah, Melanie.
There's our video game person right there. Is Mackenzie?
Yeah, Mackenzie has a Twitch channel. You want to check out Mackenzie? Tell everybody about your Twitch channel. Just to let them know so they can hook up with you.
Well, yeah, I'm actually on Twitch at Mackenzie Floor, but I'm also on YouTube, and I do plan on streaming the video game versions, the most recent ones that were done. Besides Doctor Who Worlds Apart, there's a couple that were done on PC, though it's hard to really get them because they are outdated. Though I have heard that they still do play, so I'm going to be trying that out. I just recently got a streaming PC, so maybe next time that we do an episode, you actually see me in my new room, which looks much better than these white walls. But I will definitely, I'll be streaming that. There's a Matt Smith one that I'll be streaming as well.
Gotcha. And ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know, next week.
Bless you, Dave.
Next Tuesday.
Thank you. I muted it.
Nice. Next week at 6:30, because they asked me to move it just about a half hour, we will have the return of Phantasmagoria. They're going to be doing a special show. And if you haven't seen the ones that they've done from last year in 2020, they did a Halloween special and a Christmas special. Check it out next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, wherever that is in your world. You can just keep an eye out on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page when we go live. They will be doing a live show at 6:30 for a Christmas special. And they have not even involved me in what they are doing. They just kind of just let me know that they're going to be doing it. And we are working out something that you can also watch it simulcast live on the Phantasmagoria Facebook page. So Lord Byron and I, once he works out the kinks and the technology, we will try to see if we can do a simulcast over there. Also, don't forget December UK at 11 p.m. Okay, yeah. And thank you, guys. Thank you so much for staying up. I mean, some of these folks are over in the UK and in other places where Sophie was doing the watch party with me with a bunch of other people when we were doing the watch party. She was like, yeah, it's 2:30 in the morning. I'm like, you guys are crazy. I love you guys. I love you guys. But if you need sleep, this episode will be on. I just won't be live. You know, we keep these episodes out there. Andrew Morris.
Flux is great. I think that's actually might be the first version of Flux I ever played.
And I don't have the banner, Melanie. I apologize. But Melanie has a special if you want to check out her unpacking of chocolates. Immense amount of chocolates. She has a special episode. The only reason why I brought it up is if you're in the holiday mood, that'll bring you into the mood of her unpacking of UK chocolates. It's in our YouTube channel, as well as if you are looking for some special recipes, even in some vegan recipes for the holidays. We have our TLTT Thanksgiving foodie special, but you can always have those foods around any time of the year that you'd like. Yeah, Mark, after party. Yeah, 3 a.m. in the morning. My goodness, you people are crazy.
Hey, ready for the next one.
You got to be, you know, when you're a Hoovian, you got to be dedicated. I mean, that's
one of those. I know. And we love you guys for the dedication that you just, you know, staying up with us all night long out there. Now, again, keep in mind, there it is. So you had not finished that night.
No. I love you, Mark, intrinsically. But I'm not the biggest chocolate fan. So I'm just slowly savoring this. I might, during the show, because most of this I wasn't on camera, I've eaten two Curly Whirlies. Thanks to you. But yeah, I still have a lot of this left. I'm slowly going through it. I am going through it. I am enjoying it. And I am savoring it. But I have it. Although I have considered maybe seeing if I could like sell these little contraband bombs here. Those Kinders. They're Kinders, by the way. Anybody on the podcast, they're Kinders. But yeah, I still have, and I'm saving the flake bars because I want to, when it's not as, well, it's not chilly out now, but I've been saving them so that when I go to like Twisty Treat or whatnot, I can make myself like a 99, you know, kind of. Nobody can make a Mr. Whippy here. They wouldn't even know how to make one. But yeah, I still have so much. Mark, look what you did.
Oh my God.
I was expecting them to be gone. If I had gotten a box like that, it would have been gone like a long time ago.
No, it's gone. So Mark went nuts. And Chunky Dodgers were amazing though. Even my husband loved
it. There you go. Would you want me to send you another box, says Mark? Oh my God.
I wouldn't be able to eat them all. I'm still trying. Like at night, I'll have a few of the wine gums. And like my husband says, I'm weird because I'll put them in the fridge. So they're really hard.
do you understand, Mark? If she eats enough, we're going to whirl her around like Viral Beauregard around the convention floor.
I'm not a big. I really do like chocolate, but not like crazy. And yeah, oh yeah, those sherbet things.
Share the love.
I threw those away. Oh, those little sherbets. Oh, they went flying. Oh, but I'm saving these for Christmas. Those will go on Christmas. Thompson. Yes, my Publix has them too.
Yeah, we got that little international
Publix
section.
Publix has a decent little section. And if you are in Pinellas County, we have a store called London Pride. It also ships throughout the country. And Carol gets a lot of amazing, a lot of the candies and stuff that Mark was able to send me, but there's a lot of stuff in here that I've never, ever, ever seen.
Good God,
but yeah, I'm never having those. Coming up over don't here. Ever send me sherbets.
If you ever see
those are horrible. They were horrifying. Sorry.
If you ever see me at a convention, there's a better than zero chance that I have either some Canadian Smarties or a Coffee Crisp on me.
Okay. Honestly, the Smarties were on it, like the best damn thing in the world. I like Smarties better than M&M's, and those I did. They're gone. But I did take a while because I kind of like savored them. Like I've had like a few like here and there because they were just really good. So Mark, you've converted me to Smarties. Y'all Smarties, not the American chalk ones.
Yeah, I haven't even had Canadian Smarties before. So that's even.
Yeah. They're good.
Yeah. And the majority are the Jammy Dodgers are the only thing British, I think, chocolate wise I've ever had. Everything else I have.
Wilford Brimley. Diabetes.
Bless him.
Diabetes. You know, I don't know why this reminds me of. We went to Epcot this past weekend and got to Epcot. They brought back, oh God, where's the
original? It's the popcorn from Epcot. Kevin,
wow.
He gets me a bag of caramel corn when he goes.
You know what came back?
I've been snacking them all day.
And they got it tucked away. What came back to Epcot? It's under a new form. I forgot the new name, but it's Ice Station Cool. Ice Station Cool is back. And
yep,
I didn't care.
Back.
For those of you
Beverly.
Who are familiar, yeah, I took a whole swig of Beverly just to be reminded what Beverly tasted like. And I was like, oh my God, I savor the flavor. And if anybody knows anything about Epcot and the Beverly, and the Ice Station Cool and the Beverly drink from Italy, but I didn't care.
Italians
I just, like,
have no
I downed it. I know. I was like, yes. Dan says, my wife is upset that all the local stores are downsizing their British food section. Yeah, because they're hard to get in. It's getting harder for the overseas. I mean,
specifically UK stuff.
Just think about it. I you know, that part, because I work with insurance companies, that part that you could be able to go down to the AutoZone that only took 10 minutes to go down the street now takes, you go to there and goes, yeah, it'll be in 10 days. So,
yeah.
It's really getting weird out there. Totally weird. So
yep, supply chain. My friend is a mechanic, and he said that it got to the point where there's a woman. This was of last month that she just needs a water pump for her vehicle, and she's not going to get it till January.
I know.
This was last month.
Ridiculous.
So she's going to be riding around in a rental on the dealership dime. For the better part of 3 months.
Wow.
Because of a water pump. That would typically be like a $400 part plus labor, blah, 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 blah.
Oops, sorry there, Mackenzie. Here we go. Blunk. That's my credit. There you go.
Supply chain fun thing.
If you haven't had a chance yet, please, right now, go over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com, The Legend of the Traveling TARDIS. You'll be able to find the page because the new banner, as you can see from here, this is actually taken from Universal Studios. You can see Santa waving at the traveling TARDIS. I got that just right. got Santa waving at the traveling TARDIS. And don't forget, there's exclusive content. Of course, the episode is premiering right now, Game On, Doctor Who Gives a Flux, the game. And we have all of the episodes of the reviews of all six episodes, so you can check it out, including the foodie episode. Where is it? Right there. There we go. I couldn't find the banner. The unboxing UK sweets of candy. So you can see Melanie out there as she unpacks and gobble, gobble, gobbles way out down there.
It's Tom replacing you.
Don't forget that Simon Fisher-Becker has put up a new episode. Which planet are you? What he's asking. It's a sci-fi vlogs. Simon says, which planet do you think you are? And he's going to be asking that. And just make sure when you get a chance, go over there. The segments are only like 10, 15 minutes long. Very short segments, but just fun if you want to see how Simon is doing and his take on science fiction. Of course, the Game On series that we're doing right now, which includes this current episode, Doctor Who Gives a Flux, and some little tidbits and stuff, some holiday extras we're going to put in there.
Scroll all the way down.
Yeah, sure.
All the way. What's that right down there? Oh, look, that's me.
That's the rat hole, yes. And if you want some suggestions on...
Apparently that jet lag didn't kill him completely off for shameless self-promotion.
He saw it right there. But yeah, if you want to check out
that's all I've been doing for the last week is promotion.
Bravo.
I don't
might as well get it for yourself. I'm out
to go.
You can check out these amazing channels, sci-fi.radio, Wizard World, The Rat Hole. Simon has his own private channel, Geek Insider, The Hanging With Web, which we simulcast to, Geek to Me Radio, run by James Enstall. Mm-hmm. You can check out his series every Sunday night. Subscribe, and you can see him live, our friends over at the Spacebook, Diversely Geek, Comics and More, and Sights and SideQuest. Jess and her family go out to all these theme parks and check them out there. Now, here's one right here, and I'm hoping by the new year, you will know why that these folks are here. This is BBV Productions by Bill Baggs. Hopefully in the new year, we will be talking about that and many, many more. So please subscribe now. Guys, we are up to, let me see the last refresh. Hang on a second. Because our goal is to get 2,000 by the end of this year. We're a little bit flagging. But we got a lot of people joining up, so we are now at 1611 as of this moment. As we record this live, there are 1611 people subscribed to our YouTube channel, and we are constantly growing out there. Also, if you haven't had a chance, where it all started, where are we? We have set a new record, which I'm very happy of. We've reached our goal, and if you know a few friends who want to join us, go over to the Legend of the Traveling TARDIS at facebook.com/thetravelingTARDIS for our 25 days of Humus. We've hit 56,000 followers. That's a lot of Whovians. That's a ton of Whovians out there. Plus our 25 days of Humus. We're going to have music. We have clips from Doctor Who. We have classic and new stuff that the Traveling TARDIS is going out there with new pictures and such. So please check it out. Please check out our YouTube channel. And don't forget, if you want to promote yourself here on 11 in a Traveling TARDIS, just email sage@hangingwithshow.com or myself. We'll get you the price rates and everything that you need. And of course, if you are listening to us, thank you for joining us on the audio. iHeartRadio, sci-fi.radio. You can get the free app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, cbsradio.com, Spreaker, Player FM, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, you can join in on the legend out there. Does anybody have any last words or anything of that nature? Because we can keep going.
100.
What's that? I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Thank you to Cyborg 100 who just subscribed.
Okay, thank you.
Yay! Yay!
That's right.
You guys.
Go to therathole.ca. You can subscribe there as well. Please.
Are we doing after party?
Oh, we're already in it.
Okay, I couldn't remember. I didn't know whether or not we flicked out or whatnot. So
we're kind of. You know what? Let's make it official. Hang on.
Oh, Mark.
Let's make it official.
What's
that?
Ouch!
Dave just hit the subscribe on your channels because I felt sorry.
Well, I'll take it either way. But ouch!
Let me see.
Nice.
Which wait? So
it's a
which
pity
channel?
Sub. It's a pity.
I know.
Sub.
I see. I think I'm. I should be.
That sounds delicious. I've never had ginger wine, Dan. I want that. That's a terrible plan for me, I think, right now.
That does sound good,
I love
though.
Ginger beer, but that does sound really good.
I like ginger anything, quite frankly. If you throw the ginger in it, Oh, that's what I was going to grab. I have a gingerbread shingle from Epcot. Grand Floridian.
Kevin, let me make this official. Hang on one second.